Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dyslexic Advantage, Revised and Updated, is a nonfiction book by Brock L. Ide and Frenet F. Ide that reframes dyslexia as a different cognitive style rather than only a reading-based disability. Written by two physicians with backgrounds in neurology and education, it combines research, clinical observation, and profiles of dyslexic individuals to explain how the dyslexic brain can involve both challenges and distinctive strengths. The book is aimed at readers who want a more balanced understanding of dyslexia, including people with dyslexia, parents, educators, and professionals. Its central purpose is to move beyond a deficit model and show how certain patterns of reasoning, memory, creativity, and problem-solving may be especially strong in dyslexic thinkers. The revised edition adds updated material and new examples, making the book both a scientific overview and a practical guide for identifying and supporting dyslexic strengths. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing dyslexia as a cognitive difference rather than only a disorder. A major argument of the book is that dyslexia should not be understood only through its difficulties with reading and spelling. The Ides present dyslexia as a learning and processing style with a distinct neurological basis, which means the usual deficit model is incomplete. This matters because a narrow focus on what dyslexic people struggle with can hide the fact that the same brain organization may produce advantages in other domains. The book does not deny the reality of reading problems or academic friction. Instead, it argues that these are trade-offs within a broader cognitive profile. That shift in framing changes how readers interpret diagnosis, schooling, and self-understanding. Rather than treating dyslexia as a fixed lack, the book asks readers to see it as a different pattern of information processing with costs and benefits. This is the foundation for every other claim in the book, because once dyslexia is viewed as a difference in cognitive architecture, strengths become something to identify and develop rather than ignore. Secondly, mend strengths as the book's core model of dyslexic thinking. The book organizes many of its ideas around mind strengths, an acronym for material, interconnected, narrative, and dynamic reasoning. This framework is one of the book's most distinctive contributions because it offers a way to describe the kinds of thinking that may be especially common in dyslexic individuals. Material reasoning emphasizes three-dimensional and hands-on thinking, while interconnected reasoning points to seeing relationships across ideas and systems. Narrative reasoning highlights memory and understanding through story, sequence, and context. Dynamic reasoning concerns predicting change, spotting patterns over time, and mentally simulating how systems evolve. The value of this model is that it gives readers a language for strengths that are often overlooked in school settings, where reading speed and spelling accuracy dominate evaluation. By naming these abilities, the book shows how dyslexic cognition may be highly effective in contexts that require spatial reasoning, synthesis, creativity, or systems thinking. The model is not presented as a rigid test or universal checklist, but as a practical lens for understanding recurring strengths in dyslexic populations. Thirdly, how neuroscience and clinical evidence support a strengths-based view. The book relies on published research, clinical observation, and interviews to support its claims, which gives it a more grounded tone than a purely inspirational book about learning differences. The authors use neuroscience to argue that the dyslexic brain is organized differently, and that this difference helps explain why some abilities may be weakened while others are strengthened. They do not reduce dyslexia to a single cause or a simple medical label. Instead, they present it as a pattern of trade-offs across brain systems involved in language, memory, attention, spatial reasoning, and prediction. This evidence-based approach is important because it prevents the book from becoming merely optimistic or anecdotal. The reader is asked to understand that strengths are not a consolation prize for difficulty. They are part of the same cognitive pattern. By connecting science to lived experience, the book makes its argument accessible without abandoning rigor. That balance is one of the reasons the book is useful for educators and families who need an explanation that is both humane and credible. Fourthly, real-world strengths in creativity, spatial reasoning, and problem-solving. A recurring theme in the book is that many dyslexic individuals excel in areas that depend on nonlinear thinking. The authors discuss strengths such as three-dimensional spatial reasoning, divergent creativity, pattern detection, episodic memory, and prediction. These abilities matter because they are often valuable in technical, artistic, and entrepreneurial settings where success depends on seeing connections or possibilities that others miss. The revised edition expands this theme through profiles of remarkable dyslexic people, showing that the book is not making an abstract claim detached from real outcomes. These examples support the idea that dyslexic traits can be advantageous in engineering, design, science, the arts, and other fields that reward synthesis and perspective. At the same time, The book keeps the discussion balanced by recognizing that strengths usually coexist with reading and spelling challenges. The point is not that dyslexia is easy or that difficulties disappear, but that a narrow academic measure can miss compensating abilities that become highly visible in the right environment. This makes the book especially relevant for readers trying to match cognitive style with real-world opportunity. It offers guidance on how to identify, nurture, and make use of dyslexic strengths in academic and personal settings. This practical dimension is especially important for parents and teachers, because many interventions focus almost exclusively on reducing failure rather than building advantage. The book encourages a more balanced response to support the reading challenges, but also notice where a student thinks differently and where that difference may be useful. That approach can affect classroom expectations, career guidance, and self-esteem. The revised edition also includes new profiles and updated presentation features, which suggests that the authors want the book to remain accessible to dyslexic readers themselves. Its practical value lies less in prescribing a single intervention than in changing the questions adults ask. Instead of only asking what is wrong, the book asks what kind of reasoning is strong, where it shows up, and how it can be supported. This makes the book especially helpful for readers seeking a framework, not just a diagnosis. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who want a serious, strengths-based account of dyslexia adults with dyslexia, parents, teachers, school psychologists, and readers interested in neurodiversity. Its main benefit is conceptual as much as practical. It helps readers move past a purely remedial view of dyslexia and recognize that reading difficulty can coexist with unusual strengths in spatial reasoning, creativity, memory, and systems thinking. That makes it useful not only for understanding a diagnosis, but also for making better educational and personal decisions. Compared with many books on dyslexia, The Dyslexic Advantage stands out because it is explicitly organized around a positive cognitive framework rather than around remediation alone. The combination of scientific explanation, clinical insight, and real-life profiles gives it broader appeal than a technical manual, while still grounding its claims in research. The revised edition is especially relevant because it updates the discussion and adds new examples. IDEM DMA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.